a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, in Princeton, in the interest of diversity. That is the reason New Riverside Elementary School principal Ebony Latimer says this year's Halloween celebration and parade are being canceled in favor of a book bonanza in which students will be asked to dress up as their favorite book character. A Planet Princeton report says Latimer is also doing away with Valentine's Day. Federal officials are saying unruly passengers are becoming less frequent on airline flights, but the rate of disruptions is still high.
In fact, the passenger disruptions are occurring at twice the rate of incidents reported in 2020. The Federal Aviation Administration taking credit for the recent decrease, pointing to their use of increased fines and penalties for bad behavior, with fines totaling more than $1 million. The FAA saying this week that airlines have reported nearly 4,400 events involving rowdy passengers this year, with 73% of those incidents coming from passengers refusing to wear a face mask, which is currently required under federal rule. Chad Robison, New Jersey 101.5 News.
One of the first real updates to this case since early 2020, and this is brand new this morning. New indictments have been handed up to two suspended state troopers, 49-year-old Jeffrey Reitz of Williamstown and 36-year-old Andrea Knox of Mount Holly, for the alleged exchange of sexually explicit text messages back in 2018 that apparently contained child sex abuse material. We told you earlier this year about the wildly hot rental market for summer homes at the Jersey Shore. Now we're hearing that winter rentals are seeing greater demand than usual as well. Most of the reasons connect to the coronavirus pandemic.
George Koffenberg, broker, owner of Preferred Properties Real Estate in Monmouth County, says folks are trying to cash in on the hot housing market by selling their home and waiting until things calm down to buy again. So in the meantime, they need a temporary place to stay.
People are going into short-term rentals until they can find the right home.
Mike Loundy with SeasideRealtyNJ.com says there's newer housing stock in his Ocean County region, which is drawing people who may not have opted for a winter rental in the past.
Typically, you're going to pay monthly what it would be for a week in the summer.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free mobile app to get breaking news alerts sent to your smartphone. How we're looking for the first weekend of fall. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your phone, open the NJ 101.5 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's code word is half. H-A-L-F. Half.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 12 noon with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5, 1104, time for New Jersey Fast Traffic.
We have an accident northbound on the parkway after exit 141 that's blocking the left lane. Still working on a couple of crashes on 80 eastbound after exit 66. One in the local lanes, a crash westbound in that area is in the express lanes, and you have construction on 280 eastbound between exits 12 and 15 causing delays. Slow traffic on the turnpike, southbound truck lanes approaching 8A. That is because of construction. Accident in Elizabeth, 1 and 9 northbound at North Avenue, and ongoing repairs at the Shark River Drawbridge affecting Route 71. Leaving New Jersey, it's 5 to 10 across the board, Lincoln Holland and George Washington Bridge, and service still suspended on the Gladstone branch of NJ Transit because of switch work. Buses are replacing the trains. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 11:18. I'm Adam Walsky on New Jersey 101.5.
Jersey Radio.
Jersey at its best.
New Jersey 101.5.
In the wake of the cold front that brought us all of the rain over the past 24 hours, it will be dry for the rest of our Friday and into the first full weekend of fall. There is a high risk of rip currents, though, still at the shore today. This afternoon, though, mostly sunny. Again, dry. Again, it will be less humid. Highs in the lower 70s. And a comfortably cool night for tonight under clear skies. We'll drop into the upper 40s in parts of the interior north to the mid-50s at the shore. This weekend, great for getting outside. Sunshine, highs in the mid-70s tomorrow. Sunday, another beautiful day with more sun. Highs in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Bill Degger.
Currently in Bridgewater, we have 63, 64 in Hasbrook Heights, Del Ran, also 64.
New Jersey 1.